Hello, it's time once again for About Music, the Art of Listening, with Brian. We are still busy with the first of the musical fingerprints that I would like you to master, which is, what does the music of the four different periods sound like? How can we tell them apart? To help us identify the four periods of music history, we need to look at the instruments used, the overall sound, and the scale systems used. There are, of course, many other factors as well, but those will suffice for now. My challenge to you today is to identify the period of composition of each based on the musical fingerprints we covered in the last few weeks. After each piece, I will identify it and suggest what you may have picked up during listening. Here is our first mystery example.
Thank you.
So, our first mystery example was by Brahms, and it comes from the Romantic period. It is his Symphony No. 4 in E minor, the first movement. You will have heard that this orchestra is very large and has a very big sound. This makes for a richer and more varied palette of sounds. And while the string instruments are still the leaders, a big focus is on the texture and color of the individual groups of instruments, as well as the combination of the instruments. The harmonies and scales used are still the major and minor keys, but the music is characterized by emotional depth. Chromaticism, which is incorporating notes outside of the traditional scales, adds tension and emotional depth to the music, contributing to a more complex harmonic language. Now here is our second mystery example. Thank you. Our second piece is also from the Romantic period and was also by Brahms. It is his Hungarian Dances. A defining feature of the music of the 19th century and carried over into the 20th century is pianistic virtuosity. A pianist was no longer simply a musician. He or she now had to be a titan of the keyboard. And of course, the piano was the romantic instrument par excellence. When listening to these romantic composers, you will immediately hear an emotionally resonant and rich sound, warm and lyrical, with a wide range of harmonic colors contributing to the emotional expressiveness. The harmonies and scales used are still major and minor keys, and as appropriate to the general spirit of the times, music now had to express something, in this case, the spirit of a national dance. And so we come to our third mystery example. Thank you. Well, I'm sure you got that one easily. That is from the 20th century. It's Sergei Prokofiev, some of his movements from the Romeo and Juliet, arranged for two pianos. As I mentioned, a defining feature of the music of the 19th and 20th centuries is virtuosity. And in this case, we have the virtuosity of two pianists playing a reduction for two pianos of the music from Prokofiev's ballet Romeo and Juliet. But the real giveaway is the use of non-traditional harmony and scales, a departure from traditional major and minor scales leading to a more dissonant and complex harmonic language. The dissonant sound is not intended to be warm and seductive. It's intended to be brutal, rhythmic, vibrant, and realistic. And so we come to our fourth example. When one hears organ music, it could be from any period, although it was particularly prominent in the Baroque period. You heard these features: virtuosity, which is the difficulty of performing the music, with its sudden changes in dynamics and mood. The music is written in the traditional major and minor keys, using harmonic practice that was well established by that time. The title of the piece gives it away. It's a toccata and fugue. The fugue is a distinctly Baroque compositional device, and it was usually introduced with a prelude of some sort, this time a toccata, and of course it could have been a fantasia or another name. The most prominent composer of preludes and fugues is, of course, Bach, and this was his toccata and fugue in D minor. And so we come to mystery piece number 5.
Thank you.
So this piece was by Johann Pachelbel, a canon in D. It is from the Baroque period. Here we have a small Baroque orchestra consisting of string instruments and a harpsichord, playing a very intricate and elaborate piece with many different treatments of the theme, moving between the instruments. Notice how the instruments are not blended, but contrasted. The major and minor scales and harmonies are used. The music is cerebral rather than emotional. Once again, the compositional device gives the clue to the period. Where canon, although it is used in all periods, when carried to this length, is a definite Baroque indicator. And of course, the presence of the harpsichord is also a definite Baroque indicator. And so we come to our sixth mystery piece. Thank you. Our sixth mystery piece was by Beethoven, his Symphony No. 6 in F, the first movement. In this Beethoven symphony, we have a considerably smaller orchestra than we heard in the Brahms symphony. The sound is not as big or as resonant. It provides a clear and straightforward musical line. The major and minor scales and harmonies used are also straightforward and easy to follow. The texture is characterized by a balanced and clear structure. During this era, composers sought clarity, order, and symmetry in their musical compositions. So this is from the classical period. The classical, graceful, and well-mannered style is very easy to see in this movement. To conclude today, I have one bonus piece in the romantic style of an encore. It's romantic, it's Puccini, it hardly needs an introduction. It's Nessun Dorma. Enjoy. I will be back next week.
Nella tua fredda